The DOJ, the FBI, and the administration's approach to dissent. Two FBI agents were fired after refusing to execute a subpoena for Fulton County election worker data in connection with the Georgia 2020 election investigation. A subpoena a federal judge had already quashed, calling it an arbitrary fishing expedition. The agents declined to proceed on those grounds and were terminated. The sequence is significant. A judicial ruling that the subpoena was legally unsound did not stop the administration from seeking its execution, and agents who deferred to that ruling paid with their jobs. The Justice Department's social media account generated its own controversy when New Mexico's Attorney General accused the DOJ of blocking the state's Epstein investigation. A DOJ social media account replied in a manner that appeared to confirm the interference, using the phrase, "We are," in response to the accusation. Whether the post reflected a rogue staffer, a technical error, or an intentional provocation, it became a news story in its own right and intensified arguments about federal coordination with Epstein-related investigations. FBI Director Kash Patel was tapped by the White House to lead a probe into who leaked information about security gaps in the new Air Force One to the New York Times. Four Times reporters were subpoenaed to testify before a grand jury, an escalation that press freedom advocates describe as a direct threat to source protection and to journalists' ability to hold government accountable. Trump separately threatened reporter Maggie Haberman by name, saying she would pay the price over health reporting. Taken together, the agent firings, the DOJ social media episode, the reporter subpoenas, the Haberman threat, a consistent pattern emerges of institutional power deployed to manage information and punish perceived disloyalty. A separate DOJ grand jury probe into UAW President Sean Fain centers on allegations that Fain abused his authority to secure financial benefits for his fiancée and retaliated against a fellow union officer. Fain had positioned the UAW as a more confrontational institution following the successful 2023 auto strike. If the investigation results in charges, the implications for labor organizing dynamics and for the Democratic coalition heading into the 2026 midterms are considerable.